Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Let me take you on a little trip. My supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, all right.
Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, January 14th. We're looking at about 63 degrees right now. It's cloudy out there. Plenty of rain ahead, though, so make sure that you pack that umbrella. 7:39 right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. It is Tuesday, and we check in with our school districts every Tuesday in a month. And we have in the studio on this Tuesday, Joe Burke representing the Fort Mill School District. And life is now back to normal in the classrooms.
Yes, yes. We have kicked off the new calendar year, still the same school year, but it is back in full swing in Fort Mill.
And then you get days off at the end of this week and the next week, right?
Yes, we will have a teacher work day this coming Friday, which means all students are out. That's to roll the semester over. We'll be ending first semester that day. Okay. That gives the high schools specifically a chance to roll into next semester. And then, of course, the holiday on Monday with Martin Luther King Day.
All right. Yep. So some people say they already need the break again, which is
good. Yes,
yes. Well, I know I did.
You always need a break from your break.
That's
every time
you
come back from vacation, you need another break. That's for sure.
Very much so. All right. So what's the latest? What happened over the last couple of weeks within the Fort Mill School District as we said goodbye to 2019 and hello to 2020?
Well, we've had a couple of things going on, some great things that are going on as far as recognition in our district. We have five new voted on and approved inductees into the Hall of Fame, and that ceremony will be taking place next week prior to our board meeting. I'm going to read this off and cheat because I am not going to screw up the names on this one. We have Robert Potts, who was a former Clemson lineman and also from Fort Mill, dating back to the 1920s era. Mm. So we're going way back on this one. Bob and Sue Jones are going to be joining the Hall of Fame.
Wonderful.
Charlotte Atkins and Randy Sanders. So we're very excited to have an additional new group joining our wall over at the district office. If anybody ever gets a chance to come into our training center, I invite you to come look at those plaques. They're beautiful. You can see all the names. Mm-hmm. That have gone in every year. So that's
three
that's
of those have been
time.
My teachers.
Really?
So I can personally vouch they're awesome.
Great. Yeah. And then Bob Jones, you mentioned, is that why the stadium is named after him?
Yes, it is
Mill?
His name that is on the stadium.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Well, congratulations to them.
Coach and then became a principal.
Yes, yep. So it's another great class. We have a lot of people throughout history in Fort Mill that have had a great impact, and we're looking forward to recognizing this new group and continue to move forward with the Hall of Fame in the coming years.
And that'll be next week?
Yeah, next Tuesday before the board meeting. We'll have the ceremony.
And that's open to the public?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Perfect. All right. We also have got an update on the dress code situation that started in the fall. And then the school board members kind of heard it, right?
Yeah, we had a first reading of a recommendation at this past school board meeting last week. The process went through very well. We had our principals meet with their SIC groups, which, you know, we have SICs at all of our schools, and that includes parents, students, and some community members and staff. So they got a chance to meet and talk, and then our principals got together at their own group levels and meet and talk. They were able to bring information to our administration, and from that we were able to draft a initial recommendation draft that was presented to the board. There are some quite a bit of changes in this, trying to work out language, trying to make things easier to understand. We believe we've created a recommendation that would best suit our students, but even still, we're still revising that. Currently, there is the survey that's open. We emailed a survey link to all parents for them to go in and fill out and give us more feedback from community-wide.
Yes.
So we're currently going to be closing that tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It's been open for a little over a week. By that time, we'll review that feedback, and then we'll make any further changes based on that to the recommendation before taking it back to the board, I believe, at the next board meeting next week to have them look at it one more time, and they may choose to approve it that night and going forward.
And this came about because last fall, correct, some students felt like certain schools were maybe more strict on the dress code, some other schools might. There wasn't the critics claim that there wasn't a lot of communication between some schools could get to do it and some don't. Does this kind of put everyone under the same playing field? And
yes, first off, this will be a district-wide policy.
All right.
It will be the same at every school.
I thought it was before.
It was. But there was a lot of confusion on some stuff. Things weren't clear.
Wiggle room.
Yes. So one of the other things that's going to be key in this, and our administration is working very hard on this, will be the training aspect following the implementation of the policy. So all of our teachers, all of our staff, all of our principals are going to go through training on the proper way of implementing the dress code, the proper way of using it and addressing any issues at the school. And that's going to be a big key part of it. And a lot of times that's where the disconnect happens. Mm-hmm. The policy is set the way it is, and then sometimes people may misinterpret or, you know, not that. And one of the key things about this policy is that we've tried to really clear that up. We don't want to obviously cause any concerns with our students, and we still want them to have the freedom to express themselves and to be comfortable at school, you know, also while maintaining the educational process. So, and that's been the goal through this whole thing, and that's part of the reason involving all of these different you know, stakeholders in it and trying to come up with the best policy we possibly could to meet all the needs, because there are people on every side of it. There are people who want uniforms. There are people who want no dress code. So there's the whole gamut that you have to deal with.
I bet. And different bodies, different sizes. Yeah. You've got to find a middle ground.
Yes.
That to do your best. But, I don't think it's hard. You can't please everybody.
No.
But you can set some very specifics and make sure that everybody is trained. And it's consistently followed.
Yeah, and that'll be the key portion of this, is that this is now the district-wide policy and will be followed at each school consistently.
That's great.
Joe Burke is the Chief Information Officer for the Fort Mill School District. We also have a program within the Fort Mill School District dealing with doctors.
Well, actually, so we have our robotics clubs that are out there. Right. And 40 of those students that are in those clubs are going to get a chance to work through the Piedmont Medical Center with the Da Vinci XI robot, surgical robot. So they're going to get a chance to come in and see this and work with the doctors who use this every day. And this particular robot is used during surgery, mostly minimally invasive, but it uses 3D imaging technology for the surgery. It's a really unique system, and our kids are going to get a chance to go in and participate and see how this thing functions.
Man, are we talking more high school at the high school level or elementary and middle?
No, our robotics clubs are all the way through. So, mostly elementary and middle. So that's going to be some of the younger kids are going to get a chance to go see this. So it's going to be a really neat thing for them to be a part of and get a chance to see. I can't even imagine it myself. I mean, just seeing some of the new technology out in general terms, and then you put it into the surgical field is amazing.
And do you know, this is just going to be such leverage for the kids that want to play with their Legos and their robotic stuff, and mom's going, come on now, it's time to get your homework done, but this is my homework.
Yes.
I can be a doctor one day. Yeah. Let me. I'm studying.
And I think the key for this, too, is not only, like you mentioned, get them interested in those types of things to learn those skills early, but, you know, open their eyes up to all the different possibilities down the road. I mean, you see what technology we have now, especially with our elementary age kids. If you can only imagine what's going to be there by the time they're graduating high school. So, you know, get them started on that. Get them liking, get them interested early on, I think is great.
And it's where they're not intimidated.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, you know, there's so much focus on this Da Vinci, for example, and all the wonderful things that it can do, you forget that it started with an idea and a simple step-by-step process that led to the eventual outcome.
Yep.
And that's what robotics is all about.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it's exciting to see the kids excited.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right. Again, Joe Burke is the Chief Information Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.